postseason honors. It's your Maize & Blue review update for Wednesday, March the 20th. Michigan hockey sophomore Gavin Brindley named Big Ten Player of the Year, with postseason honors being announced yesterday. Brindley also joined on first team all Big Ten squads with teammate Rutger McGroarty and Seamus Casey. Meanwhile, Dylan Duke makes second team all conference. Frank Nazar, TJ Hughes are honorable mention all Big Ten, and freshman Garrett Shifsky makes the all-freshman team in the Big Ten. Wolverines will play in the conference tournament championship game for the third year in a row. It's U of M versus MSU Saturday night in East Lansing. 8 o'clock is the game time. TV is on the Big Ten Network. Michigan women's basketball is in the NCAA tournament. Michigan is a 9 seed, and they will play the 8 seed Kansas Saturday at 2 o'clock. In the Portland region, Michigan's coach Kim Barnes-Arico was on the MGO Blue podcast, and she was asked about playing the Jayhawks in the tourney.
Every time the bid gets announced, you're like, oh my gosh, I got the worst pick in the world. But I think that's because everyone in the NCAA tournament is really good. So they're a great team. They will be a great opponent for sure. But, you know, the Big Ten is stronger than ever. So hopefully all of our Big Ten, you know, games have prepared us for a moment like this.
Michigan men's basketball announced it was moving on from head coach Juwan Howard this past Friday. And since then, the players have announced that they are heading to the portal. A lot of the players, those include sophomore point guard Doug McDaniel, sophomore forward Terrace Reed Jr., and fellow sophomore Yusef Kayat, all three in the portal, make it 4 with freshman guard George Washington III. Putting his name in the transfer portal earlier this week. The Michigan football team began spring practice on Monday. The football spring game date is set for a month from today. It's March the 20th, April the 20th at the Big House. New Michigan defensive coordinator is expected to be on hand, Wink Martindale, for the spring game. He was asked how blitz happy he will be with the Maize in Blue.
I'm not going to tell Ryan Day or Sark, you know what we're going to do. I have confidence in these players; they can execute at a high level. I am more aggressive than Jesse and the proof's in the pudding, Jesse and Mike. So we'll see how it works. And you know, if we can get to the quarterback rushing 3, we'll rush 3.
Wink saying he's more aggressive than his two predecessors, who were defensive coordinators. On the recruiting side of things, Michigan has 3 players committed right now to its 2025 recruiting class: 4-star tight end Eli Owens from Tennessee, 4-star quarterback Carter Smith from Florida, and 4-star DN Bobby Kanka. He's a local player from Howell, Michigan. U of M has added a pair of players to its roster so far in the transfer portal: linebacker Jay Sean Barham from Maryland. And the other U of M portal addition so far is Northwestern guard Josh Preeb. And that's the latest on Michigan. Stay tuned for Good Afternoon Michigan Football. Former Wolverine Jim Scarcelli will be on the show. That's coming your way at the top of the hour. And for the latest on U of M, go to the maizeandbluereview.com or sign up at michigan.rivals.com. And yeah, how about this? Right now you can get 50% off your first year on the Maize and Blue Review. Go to michigan.rivals.com. Use the promo code REPEAT2024. Promo code REPEAT2024. Offer valid for a limited time. And we will see you over on the Den talking about Michigan all day and all night.